Good evening, Wahoos. And this is definitely one of those nights where the weather is about to get very cold. And there might be a little snow, sleet, ice. Who knows? I think it's a toss-up. So better protect your house and your cars and everything else and batten down.
Yeah, it may be a situation that the weather south and east of here is worse than what we get in Richmond. Regardless, it's going to be cold everywhere, and according to what you're telling me, it's already cold and wintry out there in South Bend, Indiana. So,
which is unbelievable here. You'd think that they could get ready for a game out there in South Bend, but we're being told through tweets and emails and phone calls that apparently the people of South Bend have put out a weather alert, and they're saying clear the streets until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. UVA is in transit now out there to South Bend to play the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. It's been a long time since the Wahoos have played out there, and nobody's very excited about the fact that the game could get postponed potentially. But if the weather isn't too bad, maybe the game will get played tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. We'll soon see, right, Hobo?
Yeah, that may be the only thing that can slow the Hoos down here is the weatherman, because certainly last week, Saturday through Saturday, starting with Florida State and then Carolina last Monday night and Virginia Tech on Saturday, a very successful week for Virginia basketball. And three big wins, sitting near the top of the ACC. So tomorrow night's game against Notre Dame, another game where Virginia certainly has an opportunity to get another road win if the game is played. So a big game for Virginia tomorrow night. And then, of course, looking forward to the game at Pittsburgh on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, early in the afternoon. I think that's a 12:30 tip next Sunday in advance of the Super Bowl Sunday night.
Absolutely. We're going to tease the our guest tonight. First out of the gate coming up tonight is Dan Bonner. He will join us at the beginning of the second segment for an elongated second segment. We also have UVA assistant baseball coach and pitching coach Carl Kuhn. Terrific guy. Has done amazing things at UVA. Just the statistics and the accomplishments and the development of the pitchers at UVA has been nothing short of phenomenal. And we can't wait to hear about the upcoming season. The Wahoos are preseason number one in the nation by Baseball America, and they're also picked number one by the ACC. Pretty heady stuff here in late January as Wahoos are preparing for a mid-February kickoff to the season. I think they play Kentucky
February 14th, Valentine's Day.
Pretty unbelievable that baseball starts that soon.
Down in Wilmington, North Carolina. So it's lucky they're not starting this weekend. It may still be snow down in Wilmington, North Carolina this weekend. But you're right. I mean, an exciting time for Virginia baseball, and what a job Carl Kuhn and Brian O'Connor, the other coaches as well as the players, have done over the last decade or so building what has become one of the premier college baseball teams in the country. And when you talk about ACC baseball being number one in the ACC, it doesn't necessarily make you number one in the country. But you think about some of the baseball traditions in the ACC, Florida State, Clemson, Miami, obviously North Carolina, Georgia Tech. There's just a lot of good baseball being played in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
No two ways about it. All right, back to basketball, Hobo. Thoroughly enjoyed watching the Wahoos pretty much have their way with Carolina, particularly in the second half. Did a lot of basket trading, I thought, in the first half, but you know what? I'd rather see the Cavaliers flex their muscles on offense sometimes. And I felt like watching the Cavaliers last Monday night after the show, it seems like they're really getting it, Hobo. The ball movement is better.
Yeah, the offense picks are better. Is better. And I think they're also, when they see the occasion to push the basketball, they're doing it. You know, they're scoring more like in the 70s as opposed to the 50s. And I think what they are finally doing is taking advantage of some of the offensive talent they have on the basketball team. I mean, you know, certainly as long as Coach Bennett is there, they're going to play defense. But when you have Brogdon, who's really just having a terrific year, London Perrante just seems to get better every night. Joe Harris is coming back into form, and you got the big guys. So and Anthony Gill gives you some offense, and then of course Justin Anderson gives you that instant energy as the sixth guy coming off the bench. He usually comes in 3 or 4 minutes into the game. So just a lot of pieces to the puzzle, and the puzzle seems to be fitting nicely at the moment. So as I say,
don't forget Mike Toby.
Mike Toby, right?
Come on, he was burning the Hokies on Saturday. In fact, I was hoping they'd keep going to him every time down, because as much as the Hokies wanted to go inside, when they had the ball, clearly the Cavaliers want to go inside.
Well, it's nice to have the inside-out option, and Toby is clearly the one natural five guy that Virginia has. They've tried low post with Mitchell and Gill, but Toby just, you know, and I think he's just going to get better as he gets stronger, and part of it is he gets more natural relative to his foot movement down in the low post. He's got that nice little half hook. He's got the 12 to 15 foot jump shot. He makes free throws, which is really good for a big guy. So, yeah, Toby... He brings a lot to the table.
The other thing is Anthony Gill seems to be getting more and more comfortable. And as Gill gets more comfortable, particularly coming into the game, I think it makes it so much easier for the rest of the players on the offensive unit to know that if Toby's not free inside, they can throw it to Gill, and Gill can get off a shot quickly down low. And that takes a lot of pressure off your perimeter players.
Well, when you got Brogdon, Harris, Perantes, Toby, Gill, and or Mitchell, you got five guys on the floor that the other team has to guard, which really makes you a pretty potent basketball team.
No two ways about it. All right, very quickly, we're going to take a call real quick from Catherine Keough, University of Virginia's Alumni Club of Richmond. Catherine's going to fill us in on a little bit having to do with the 10th annual Hokies versus Hoos food fight. Catherine, fill us in.
Okay, great. Thank you for having me.
Very good.
So I'm the Cavs care chair for the UVA Club of Richmond, and the UVA Club and the Virginia Tech Alumni Association every year puts on the Hokies versus Hoos food fight presented by Martin's. So this is a competition between the two schools to see which fans can raise the most food and funds for Feed More and the Central Virginia Food Bank. So it starts on February 3rd, and it goes through February 16th in stores at all Richmond area Martin's locations. And then you can also donate online at HokiesVersusWhos.com through February 18th. And February 18th is the day of the second Virginia-Virginia Tech basketball game. So we're going to have a game-watching party that night at Champ Sports Bar at Stony Point Mall. So people can bring in canned food donations there, or you can always drop off your canned foods at Martin's in the Hoos donation box, or online at HokiesVersusWhos.com.
That's terrific. Well, I know the UVA Club of Richmond and the Virginia supporters have won the contest 5-4 over the first 9 years, so it's crucial for Virginia fans to get behind this. It's crucial for Feed More and the Central Virginia Food Bank, because this is a very important time of the year. People think a lot about the folks that are needy prior to Christmas. I don't think they think as much about those folks after the beginning of the new year, and this is a good opportunity for everyone to get involved and contribute to a worthwhile cause, right?
Yes, thank you. The Hokies won it last year, so they're looking to tie it up 5-5 this year. So we need to make sure that all the Hoos come out and support the food fight.
You know, yep. I just had a suggestion. If you had an actual food fight between you and Hokie Steve Adams, we could sell tickets and probably raise a lot more money.
Sure.
Maybe we can figure out some kind of challenge there.
Yeah, we'd be up for it.
I'm not staying on any daggone billboard or something like that, though. I'm not shaving my head, but I tell you what, I'll get with Hokie Steve on Tech Talk Tuesday, and we will come up with some kind of challenge. Catherine, thank you for joining us tonight. Go Wahoos. Let's win this contest this year.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, so back to basketball real quick, Hobbo, and I know we got to go to break because we want to give Dan Bonner plenty of time, but just final thoughts before we go to break.
No, I just think what Coach Bennett said after the game the other day is stay focused. The team has put themselves in a really good position right now, but you have to continue to play. I mean, you have to go out, and I think what he feels if they continue to play this way and they're unselfish on the offensive end and they really play team defense, this is a team that can win a lot of games in the ACC and certainly be in a very good position come time to go to Greensboro and come time to go to the NCAA tournament.
You can't argue with that. One thing that I really liked about the distribution of minutes on Saturday against the Hokies, no one had more than 28 minutes on the floor. There were 7 players that had 18 minutes or more. And by doing that, I think you've got everyone on the team is involved. You've got players' bodies not getting broken down at the end of the year as quickly. And this team, for them to be a factor in the ACC tournament and the NCAAs, I think they need to be fresher. The last 2 years, Virginia has limped into the ACC tournament. This year, they're gonna enter the ACC tournament strong. I think Tony Bennett and his staff know that it's important to rest Akeel Mitchell. It's important to rest Joe Harris. It's important to make sure Malcolm Brogdon doesn't get worn out, because those guys are going to be crucial for Virginia to make a big run.
Yeah, they are. Although I always say they're 20 years old. They could play every night of the week if they had to. It becomes a factor if you're hurt or you have an injury that you're nursing. The one guy that I do worry about a little bit is London Perantes, because he was playing high school basketball last year, and it is a big step up for him. So you want to make sure that he's playing effectively and well come March. But at any rate, let's go to break. We're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we'll have my friend and TV analyst Dan Bonner join us. Stay tuned.